Bill Neff, and I want to thank you for tuning in today for this edition of Morning and Evening, the program that features the devotional insights of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 43, Jesus is preaching to the people on the mountainside, and he reminds them of God's command, "You shall love your neighbor." And then Charles Spurgeon comments, "The command here is very simple, love your neighbor. But you may ask, what if he's rich and you're poor, living in your tiny cottage next to his sprawling mansion? You see his wealth every day, his large house, his fine clothing, and his big parties. Be assured that God has given him these gifts, and so don't covet his wealth, and don't think of him harshly. Be content with what you have. If you can make it better, then do so. But if you can't, then don't look upon your neighbor and wish that he were like you. Love him, and then you won't envy him." Now, perhaps on the other hand, you're rich and others around you are poor. Don't hate to call them your neighbor. Own the fact that you are obligated to love them. The world calls them your inferiors, but in what way are they inferior? They're more your equals than your inferiors, for God has made each of us in His image. Your coat may be better than theirs, but you are by no means better. But perhaps you say, "I can't love my neighbors because they reject everything I do for them." Ah, but don't you see that gives you even more opportunity to express the heroism of love? Are you a featherbed warrior instead of bearing the rough fight of love? And if they do spurn your love, love them anyway. Remember, your master hasn't spurned it, and your deed is as acceptable to him as if it had been acceptable to them. Love your neighbor, for in so doing you are following the footsteps of Christ. And that's today's reading from Charles Spurgeon based on Matthew 5:43. If you'd like to get a copy of what you've just heard, one is available at our website. Just go to morningandevening.org. I'm Bill Neff. Have a day of great faith.